This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, May 16th. Well, better beef values lifts futures in Wednesday cattle trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Live cattle consolidated. There's better beef values, and that really lifted the futures somewhat. The expectation of increased domestic demand is helping to get the attention of some of the bargain hunters to come in and start to push this market higher. The market has been oversold since the drop over maybe six or seven sessions ago, so we were wondering when the bottom was going to end. So we did consolidate a little bit, but it isn't really that big of a rebound, so we really need more follow-through buying or a better recovery that we know that the bottom is in, at least for now. Now, feeders were a little bit easier, so that's a little bit of an indication that maybe the bottom isn't over yet. There's larger supplies that may limit the upside, and that does have a lot of traders concerned.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up a quarter point at 448 and a half. July corn was up three quarters of a point at 368 and three quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day unchanged, ranging from 570 to 580. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for May were down 6.75, ranging from 572 to 582. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for May were down 8, ranging from 605 and a quarter to 615 and a quarter. Live cattle for June were up 17.5 cents at 109.52 and a half. May feeder cattle was down 7.5 cents to 135.77 and a half. And May class 3 milk was up a nickel at 1634.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.